48 hours to go. If you're looking for a hero, then this is the show. Where did they come from? What do they know? It's an origin story. Let's go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to 48 Hour Heroes Origin Stories. And this is the first of our bonus material episodes. And with me, I have Indra van het Hooft, city producer in the Netherlands and my producer for this show. So we're going to, for the next 8 months, give you weekly details on kickoffs, registration deadlines, early bird registration deadlines for the 48s all over the world. So I'd like to hand it over to Indra now.
Exciting. Right. So this weekend, actually, we start off the tour. So the very first cities in the world are going to be kicking off. And the extra fun bit for me this time is that one of those cities is one of mine. So we're kicking off the 48-hour film project in Arnhem on Friday, on the 29th of April. It's the first time, actually, we'll be doing it in Arnhem, the city of Arnhem. So that's very special. It's my hometown, so I could not be more proud. Thank you.
Easy commute.
Easy commute. It's a 7-minute bike ride to my kickoff location. And usually, you should know, usually I'm like in the train for hours and I do buses and or I have to drive there. So this is fantastic. We got a lot of new teams in there. So yeah, I'm super excited. I'm also super excited about our weekend buddies being Jacksonville, Florida, also kicking off on the 29th of April, Madison, Wisconsin, and sunny Lisbon in Portugal.
Excellent. So the first four 48s kicking off the season. This is really exciting. This is when our year really kicks into high gear. I don't view planning Filmapalooza as like part of this year. That's kind of like wrapping up last year.
Exactly. Yeah, because we kind of look back on how the year was, and we take a little look forward on how the next year is going to be. And especially now with all the new graphic design that our lovely colleagues in Rome did with the new logos for everyone, yeah. You know, all the ones that have been customized are starting to pop up everywhere. So keep an eye out for them because they're super cool.
Yeah, I did a bunch of them yesterday.
Oh yeah, you did, because you do a lot of design work. So yeah, fantastic. So yeah, it's just super cool to start it off and, get the whole world going, really. Right. So, apart from the kickoffs, we also have some registrations, and Kirk is going to take you through the early bird registrations that are open at the moment.
Yeah. So, as of this week, the last week of April 2022, we have early bird registrations that extend to May 16th in Austin, Texas, Miami, Florida, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And we also have early bird registration that goes out to May 31st in my state, Montana, one of my cities, and our good friend Ryota in Tokyo. And then the last early bird registration deadline that we have on file currently is for our good friend PJ in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So we'll be getting to screening dates later once we start getting more information on when screenings are going to be. And we'll put links in the show notes about how to get tickets to shows near you, or if there's streaming versions available, how you can watch the films in other cities if you're not nearby. So really excited to be giving this information out on a weekly basis now.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of cities going on, and you should definitely, even if you haven't made a 48, but there's a 48 going on in your city or a city near you, you should definitely go check out the screenings, because the people that make these films love it when non-filmmakers or non-participants come and see what they've done the weekend. So it's definitely, you know, if it's a rainy Sunday afternoon, go see some films. If it's a sunny Saturday, still go see some films because they're really good.
Yeah, if it's too hot, the theater's going to have air conditioning.
There you go. Do we need any more reasons bar this? I don't think so.
No, you just get to meet cool people and, you know, join the Facebook groups in your local area as well. If you're interested in participating or joining an existing team, it's a great way to meet a new professional and social circle. So
absolutely. Absolutely. And you get some cool art as well. I mean, what more could you possibly want?
Exactly.
From a visit to a cinema or online screening near you, which is usually near you because it's on your computer. Now, how convenient is this? Anyhow, so from early bird registration, we dive into the regular registrations that are ending on May 4th for a couple of cities. So we are going to Atlanta, Georgia with our dear friend Dino. We're going to Boston, Massachusetts. I can never pronounce that right for some reason. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
That's it. What he said.
just makes me think of a Futurama episode where I call it Taxachufits.
Taxachufits. I like that. That I can pronounce. So from Boston, we go to Washington, D.C., which we just had our film as a city near and dear to our hearts from now on. And we go to Wilmington, North Carolina. And those are the cities that we actually have a regular registration ending. So if you're near any of those cities, you want to make a cool film, go register. Register your team. Go join a team. So much fun. You want to do this. Trust me.
Until next week, I'm Kirk.
And I'm Indra.
And have a great week.
Bye.
48 hours to go. If you're looking for a hero, then this is the show. Where did they come from? What do they know? It's an origin story. Let's go.
48 Hour Heroes Origin Stories is a production of Media Without Borders, the Seattle 48 Hour Film Project, and Heads Up Productions.